Hi, hello.
Hello there. Good evening. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today, and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Would you mind helping us out with a five-minute survey?
What happened for you? I couldn't hear you because I was... Can you repeat that again?
Sure. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from...
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public mm-hmm. opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions. It's about politics and the upcoming elections.
How many questions would you ask? Is it going to take like less than 5 minutes?
It takes like around 5 to 6 minutes.
Okay, go ahead. I'll send you the questions.
Okay, thank you. Give me a second here. We're going to continue in English. Okay, before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a safe place to talk?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And you do reside in California, right? Correct?
Yes.
Okay, and are you, and what county in California do you live in?
Merced.
Merced, thank you. And, okay, first question, out of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get them all just on a cell phone, or is it a combination of cell phone and regular home phone?
Cell phone. Just cell phone.
Cell phone, thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party?
No.
Thank you. And just to ensure that we have the representative sample, what is your year of your birth? What year were you born? Just a year.
2006.
2000 and what, sir?
6.
2006. Okay, thank you. Next question. What is your main racial background, if you don't mind us asking?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
12th, but I'm about to go to UC Merced, or UC University.
Okay, so but you're 18 already, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you're registered to vote?
Yeah,
yes, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and getting started, first, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I mean, I'll say I disapprove.
Would that be a somewhat or strongly disapprove?
I'll say, I mean, in the middle. I mean, somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
I mean, I guess disapprove slightly.
So somewhat disapprove?
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I'm not quite sure. I need to look into what's it called, who's running, and why, and
okay.
Like, what's their motive, or like their main goals, how would it affect me, or how would it not?
Okay, thank you. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. You can also tell me if you don't know that person or you don't have an opinion at all. First person, Donald Trump.
Which reason, sir? I could for you.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Of what's the name?
Donald Trump?
Could I say neutral or?
Yeah, sure. You can say no opinion.
Oh, like
next.
Neutral. Like, I don't, it doesn't really matter. Like, I don't have, like, nothing against her for them.
Okay, sure. Next person is Joanna Garcia Rose.
Oh, I don't know that person.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
I guess disapprove.
Okay, and Esmeralda Soria.
I don't know that person either.
Okay, thank you. And moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? I'm going to go down the list and you can tell me which one, okay? Jobs and the economy, climate change, crime and public safety, education, homelessness, border security, healthcare, inflation and the cost of living, abortion, and taxes.
I'll say the economy.
The economy, okay. Next question. Thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all more interested, and a 10 means that you're extremely interested, how interested are you in voting in November?
Not that interested.
So a 5, you would say?
Yeah, about.
Okay, thank you. Next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
Probably Donald Trump.
I'm sorry?
Donald Trump.
Trump, okay. And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, the Republican, or Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat?
I'm not sure.
That one you're not
I
sure.
I wouldn't know what to choose.
You need a, okay. Let me see. But do you lean towards one of them at all?
I guess the Democrat. That doesn't matter.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And moving on, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction or is it pretty seriously off the round track?
I'll tell you, it's I guess in the middle, but leaning towards it's not that good.
Okay. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, or stay about the same?
I'll say increase.
Increase? Okay, thank you. And on a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate before? Yes or no?
I haven't voted for anybody.
Okay. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether the statement makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. First statement says, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office.
So insider trading?
Does that statement make you much more likely to vote for her, or much less likely, or it makes no difference?
I would say I'd be more likely to vote for her.
Okay, thank you. Next statement, Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers, and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children.
Yeah, I'd say it wouldn't find me more.
Okay, a little more. Okay, some more. Thank you. Next. Statement. We are.
I'm kind of busy right now.
So. We're at 70%.
Can we like speed it up a little bit so we could like? Because I'm doing stuff too, so like.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna speed it up. Okay, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Does that make you much more likely?
It's mutual.
No difference. Thank you. Next sentence. Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
Yeah, I'll be more inclined.
Okay. And the last one here. To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items.
It makes me less inclined.
Okay, thank you. Next over here. Now that you have read some more information, you have heard some more information. If the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, the Republican, or Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat? Or you still if you're still undecided, that's fine.
I guess the one that you said, the one that you're telling me the questions about.
Okay. So since you're undecided, I would like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her. First statement, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on their table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegal hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Does that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
Thank you.
Less likely,
okay. Next statement, Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California, and that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it, and results in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance.
It doesn't matter. I'll support it, I guess.
Okay. Next one. Politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, next one here. Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, this one here. Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. And the legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it.
I guess it's neutral.
Okay. And the last one on here. Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go toward negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses. No difference?
I guess the difference was I wouldn't vote.
Okay, thank you. And now that you have heard some of... let me see on this side. Now I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only, okay? Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
I'm not registered as any, so none.
Oh, okay, so you're not... I see. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Moderate is in the middle, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice?
I have no opinion on that.
Okay.
I don't consider myself either way.
Okay. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion?
I wouldn't vote based on that.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? For Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I didn't vote for any. I wasn't able to.
Oh, you weren't able to? Okay. Thank you, sir. And that concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time, okay? Have a good night. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.